Here's the man himself. Jaden, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. And the story that keeps on giving, Harvey Weinstein.
That's right. It's the saga that continues to roll on, isn't it? And yesterday it was back in the headlines because he actually pleaded not guilty to 11 additional charges of sexual assault, 4 counts of rape and 7 counts of sexual assault in the state of Los Angeles after he was extradited there from California on Wednesday. We touched on that over the last couple of weeks. And these additional charges, they involve 5 women and allegedly relate to alleged incidents in the state of Los Angeles over the course of a number of years from 2004 to around 2013. Of course, we already know that he's serving those 23 years in jail in California for similar offences. And now, of course, he's facing that second trial and potentially a longer stint in jail, which he's 69 at the moment. So if you add 22 years to that particular sentence, and given that he's in a very frail condition, he's getting around in a wheelchair and he says he's going blind, the reality is that he will most likely probably end up dying in jail.
Yeah.
I guess now it's just a matter of deciding where that actually is.
You know, you sometimes wonder then, oh, is it worth it? But I think it's certainly worth it, depending on the outcome of the court, of course, but for the victims to have vindication. That's what it's all about because, yeah, I don't think Harv's going to see the sunshine without a big fence around him for the rest of his life until they put a little fence around him when he's 6 foot under. Anyway, veteran Aussie actress Mary Ward, God, 106.
I know, right? The things she must have seen and the stories that she would have to tell after 106 years, hey, but unfortunately passed away earlier in the week on Monday. She was Mum Brooks on Prisoner for anybody who's trying to place her. She was the real nice one of the group on Prisoner who'd spend most of her time sort of pottering around in the garden from time to time. And unfortunately, she passed away in a nursing home here in Melbourne on Monday. Still very sprightly, very much still with it, but her nephew has made it clear that our very long and sort of arduous lockdowns very much took a toll on her, mostly affecting her ability to engage with people, and that really just hurt her ability there to engage with everybody, and unfortunately that's what led to her demise. But look, she had a remarkable life and career, even before Prisoner, like a lot of people on that show, and all up 20 TV shows and 6 movies to her name. So one of the greats of our industry.
Yeah.
Another great, so-called, Bert Newton's birthday today.
Absolutely, yes. 83 today, Bert is. Unfortunately, he's still in hospital, as he has been now for 6 months, of course, dealing with various complications after we know he had his leg amputated below the knee earlier in the year. But I understand he's doing well, given the circumstances. But like everybody at the moment, unfortunately, his family won't be able to be there to visit him in hospital today to celebrate. But I'm sure they'll have his kids and his grandkids on FaceTime, and I'm sure the nurses will be doing something to make the day very special for him today too. So a big happy birthday to wonderful Bert Newton.
Yeah, it's one of the real sad parts, isn't it, of the pandemic. I mean, there are many very sad parts, but the fact that, you know, somebody like Bert and many others we've read about just can't have family with them, which is just awful. It really is. So
that's right. It's one of the cruel and harsh realities, I guess, of the pandemic and what we're living through at the moment. But look, you know, as other people have touched on over yesterday and today, you know, they won't want to be portrayed as victims. You know, there's plenty of other people that are going through the same thing they are, as has sort of been the narrative that Paddy and him have put out there since the very beginning of all of this earlier in the year. So
yeah,
a lonely day for him, but I'm sure one that will still be very good.
And he can reflect on certainly being one of Australia's most loved people. I think that's for sure. Hey, Jaden, always good to chat, mate. Have a great week yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert here on The Wake Up Call.